Thank you for tuning in. It's a joy to be able to come and bring you these online services for all of you who consider Bethel United Methodist Church home or even family and friends that tune in. We're grateful for you. Not too many things going on. I hope and pray that you had a good Valentine's Day, and that was neat. We had a luncheon on last Sunday, and with the Valentine theme, the ladies of the church really decorated the fellowship hall nice, and it was really, really cool. I'm sure you'll be able to see some of the pictures later on when Phil posts them. We have a guy that really loves the church and likes to, preserve history for our church. One of the first things that I enjoyed when I came here 8 years ago is looking at all the photo albums that was in the church office. And don't need to take the photos no more that way and run them down to the drugstore and get them developed and put them in an album. We carry our albums with us in our pockets. Isn't God great to give us all this wisdom and technology? But I don't know of anything that's going on at the church. This Sunday after church, we're having a council meeting. We haven't been having regular council meetings since COVID. So we do need to have a council meeting to kind of get a flavor for the upcoming year, 2024, approve the budget and other things. So just wanted to let you know that we're doing that. All the people are invited to council meeting. Only the elected officers, ones that the laity elects to represent them, have the vote. Very similar to what we do in the federal government with Congress people. They're elected to represent a certain area. We elect lay people to represent a particular area of the church. And it's really neat. I love serving in the United Methodist Church. So with that, I don't know of any birthdays or anniversaries to speak of. Last week we did have a birthday. Pat Singletary turned 81. And Donnie White has a birthday in February, but he don't like us to recognize it, so I won't tell you how old he is. All I can tell you is he has a birthday in February. So we thank God for that. So with that, we'd like to sing Happy Anniversary and Happy Birthday, a song that Tina taught us when we don't have a specific birthday or anniversary to celebrate. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary to you. Happy birthday anniversary. God loves you, and Bethel does too. Well, stay tuned. Stay in touch. We love you. Hope to see you in church in person sometime soon. Have a good day.